I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Remember, as I play this for you, as sure as the day is long and the sun comes out, if the Democrats accuse you of something, it's what they're doing. So as you listen to this, consider Kamala Harris is likely describing what they're considering doing to Americans.
Yesterday, we learned that Donald Trump's former chief of staff, John Kelly, a retired four-star general, confirmed that while Donald Trump was president, he said he wanted generals like Adolf Hitler had. Donald Trump said that because he does not want a military that is loyal to the United States Constitution. He wants a military that is loyal to him. He wants a military who will be loyal to him personally. Donald Trump has repeatedly called his fellow Americans the enemy from within, and even said that he would use the United States military to go after American citizens.
All the media went nuts covering this, but they wouldn't tell you the one critical thing that you need to know. It's actually Kamala and Joe's regime that just authorized the violent use of the military on American soil for the first time since the founding. We talked about Directive 5240.01 before. It was quietly, oh so quietly, authorized on the 27th of September as Hurricane Helene was tearing up Florida and western North Carolina. There was no press release, no fanfare. They just quietly changed a 2016 earlier version of the directive that gave the Pentagon, gave the military the ability to spy on our soil, and updated it to allow the military to both operate on our soil and, for the first time, use lethal force against Americans. Yet, oddly, that was blacked out by the media. If I was the media, I'd have a lot of questions about this. Well, you know, just picture it this way. Imagine Trump had done this in exactly this way during his administration. You think the media would be blacking that out? You think they'd have no questions? Folks, this is high level weird, okay? Now, here's the next question for you. If you really believe Trump is Hitler and he's going to use the military against people he opposes, his political enemies, why would you quietly update that directive to give him lethal force with which to do it? Why won't anyone ask them that question? It was so odd, so bizarre, and so chilling, quite frankly, when she said this yesterday. Folks, think about this. For the last 3 weeks, since that Department of Defense directive was changed in that terrifying way, have you noticed what the media is doing? What the Democrat talking heads are all doing? They're telling us again and again and again and again and again, Trump's going to use the military, Trump's going to use the military, Trump's going to use the military. And even James Carville's gone so far, and we talked about this yesterday on the podcast, is to say that we need to pick up arms to stop Trump. Pick up arms. That sounds a lot like, well, deploying the military to stop Trump, doesn't it? It hit RFK Jr. really weird, too. Here's what he said yesterday. It was the number one trending thing on Twitter.
In her speech, she said that President Trump was going to turn the U.S. military against the American public. How many of you think that is true? Well, what's interesting to me is that the Biden-Harris administration has done something 2 weeks ago that has never been done in American history, which is to send exactly lethal force, to send a directive to the Pentagon, changing the law to make it legal for the U.S. military to be used to use lethal force against American citizens on American soil. Technically, now it's legal. The U.S. military, under this directive, it will become legal for the U.S. military to shoot and kill Americans who engage in political protests because they disagree with policies in the White House. I'm not making this up. Any of you can look it up. This is a Democratic initiative. This did not come during the Trump administration. This did not come from Donald Trump. It came from the Democratic Party. And that's why I left the Democratic Party.
Folks, let me bottom line this for you. They're considering weighing heavily using the military to enforce their will on the American people over something. What might that be? I don't know. This is one of the few things that comes to mind lately. There's a reason that Biden is running around saying over and over again that Trump is going to prison. As I pointed out on yesterday's podcast, yes, he said it this week, but most people missed when he said it last week, too. In fact, he made it clear that all three trials are going forward. Now, speaking of this, he had to assume that Trump would lose. But listen to the clip again.
The same guy. There's three other major cases waiting for him and he loses. And by the way, 34 felonies. And so far, he had good sentence. He got the sentence kicked back, but I want to watch that sentence. Look, Donald Trump's not running. He was running for himself. I think he's running to stay out of jail.
Okay, this was a bombshell, and I don't know why our side missed it at the level that we did. He's saying these cases aren't going to stop. Not the federal ones, that's what that number tells you, and not the state ones, and not the sentencing. You do that, and he, if Trump wins, you're going to probably need the military to put down what happens next. Or you might imagine you would need the military for that. Now listen again to the second Biden clip. I know I played it yesterday.
Thinks he has a right under the Supreme Court ruling on immunity to be able, if need be, if it was the case, to actually eliminate, physically eliminate, shoot, kill someone who is he believes to be a threat to him. I mean, so I know this sounds bizarre. It sounds like I said this 5 years ago, you'd lock me up. We got to lock him up.
And there you have the skeleton of the argument. He's like Hitler. He's going to use the military anyway. We are going to have to stop him with overwhelming force. We have no choice. So we'll have to use the military. But who's the real dictator here? See, that's the incredible irony. It's actually Kamala Harris. Remember how lately Hillary Clinton, on multiple occasions, John Kerry, both former Secretary of State, have been telling us if they win, the First Amendment's done? And Hillary's even gone so far as to say that members of the right wing need to be put in prison for misinformation. I've played you that audio before.
If the platforms, whether it's Facebook or Twitter X or Instagram or TikTok, whatever they are, if they don't moderate and monitor the content, we lose total control.
So what's the solution? Well, prison for misinformers, of course.
But I also think there are Americans who are engaged in this kind of propaganda, and whether they should be civilly or even in some cases criminally charged is something that would be a better deterrence. Because,
well, now we know what she and John Kerry, who flat out said we have to get rid of the First Amendment for democracy to survive, now we know what they were talking about, thanks to a leak by some courageous soul from the Center for Countering Digital Hate. Folks, this is a Chinese-style speech control system. This is literally terrifying. This is a dictatorship. Everything she is describing and attributing to Donald Trump. Well, here's what you need to know about it. There's this international organization called the Center for Countering Digital Hate. It's run by a British political operative called Morgan McSweeney. Morgan McSweeney is very famous right now in the UK, the way that Karl Rove is famous, because McSweeney got open, avowed socialist, and now Prime Minister of the UK, Keir Starmer, elected. Wow, Keir Starmer, if ever there was a name that sounded Nazi, that's it. It's, folks, it's weird. Okay, anyway, Morgan McSweeney is famous for doing this in the way that Karl Rove is famous here, for being the architect of the Bush dynasty, and James Carville's famous for being the architect of the Clinton dynasty. Here's the thing, though, with Morgan McSweeney. McSweeney used a campaign of censorship to do this, both against conservatives, but also against liberals who stood in Keir Starmer's way. In other words, this is a mini petty dictator, which is why you should know Morgan McSweeney showed up here in America starting in August to help advise Kamala Harris's campaign. Did that give you chills? Oh, it gets worse. Keir Starmer is currently leading the delegation of more than 100 Labor Party members who are on the ground in America. These are strategists. These are grassroots people who helped elect Starmer.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why? And I've been warning you about this. And it's funny because I was so prescient about it. I said, folks, I guarantee everything you're seeing, all these threats from the UK to extradite Elon Musk for trial, they're coming from the White House, or at least they've been approved by the White House. Yep, I was right. And this leak proves it. They've all been working together on this framework. They call it the STAR framework for change in the USA. According to the leak from the Center for Countering Digital Heat, they plan to implement something called the STAR framework here in America if they can get Her Highness elected. And what this is the American version of Europe's Digital Services Act. That's the one that they've been using to threaten Elon Musk. It's the one that says two things, okay? In the first phase, if you don't censor, you know, let their bureaucrats come in, censor, delete whoever's account they want, then you get a 6% fine, 6% of your global revenues. Okay, well, after that, if you still allow free speech, they put up a digital wall. I call it a digital iron curtain, like the one the Soviet Union used to have to block Twitter. Block Twitter from Europe and, yes, in the United States. Did that just send a shiver down your spine? In the leaked documents, goal number one is, quote, kill Musk's Twitter, unquote. Yes, because it's the only place left in the world of any significance where there's free speech. You kill that, free speech dies. It'll probably never come back. But the STAR framework's key concepts are even more stringent than the Online Safety Act that Britain is now using to say, hey, we can arrest Elon Musk and extradite him for trial. And they're even more stringent than the Digital Services Act. Folks, do you know who has a digital wall around them, around their country? China. It's China. They can't see anything on the internet outside of their country. They can't just go on Facebook and see things. That's what these people are planning. You tell me who the dictator is, and you do this kind of thing, you might need the military on our soil. That too could be why they're getting ready to use the military with lethal force on our soil. And take a listen from the internal leak to how far they've gotten. They say they've already had meetings with stakeholders. Apparently, the lead point person on this for the Biden-Harris administration is Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar. But they say that they have met with multiple Democrats at the federal level to get this ready. Folks, you know what this is? They're bringing back the Disinformation Government Board. Remember the freak show? Nina Jankowicz, who it turned out was a CIA operative, somehow thought she should be the one who should decide what you should say, despite all of the mis and disinformation, the lies she spun over the years. She was a big hawk on Russian disinformation, slinging a lot of that. Yeah, so, you know, she's a total miscreant. Well, what this is the Disinformation Governance Board brought back on steroids with international authoritarians to govern your speech, which means what? If they run this internationally, guess what? You don't have anybody to appeal to. I mean, you can call your Congress member all you want, but good luck with that, which is exactly the point. They're simply expropriating their political persecution to their friends in the UK. That's really chilling when you consider that the top cop in the UK, and folks, this is one of the most chilling pieces of audio I've ever played. The top cop in the UK, Stephen Parkinson, when asked, hey, you know, you seem to think you have the right to extradite Elon Musk and other Americans who say things you don't like on social media to the UK for trial. You seem to think you have the right to do that. And he says there's nowhere on earth you can hide. Well, when he said that before, it was merely outrageous. Now we know for a fact that, because he's a Labor Party member, he was working, they were working with Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the Democrats, the whole time on the STAR framework. This is part of it. It's what they intend. Here's Stephen Parkinson. He's the director of public prosecutions in the UK, the top prosecutor, in August vowing to extradite Americans for trial there. When he says return is the legal term they use in the UK for extradition.
So we can coordinate globally with our criminal justice partners, and arrests can be made and people can be returned. So there's nowhere to hide for people who are planning this sort of activity.
Again, what this means, when you put this with the internal documents we now have, is that the Democrats, a Biden-Harris regime, were already working with these very same people when he said that. In other words, he fully expects that if Her Highness wins, she'll extradite Americans for trial. Trial for what? For online violations, even if they take place inside of America, of the Online Safety Act. That's Britain's stringent speech controls. And it forbids anything that might cause or incite racism, even if what you're doing at the time is simply, you know, citing government stats on how immigration is bad. It doesn't matter. Truth is not a defense, which would mean in this country, the immigration debate would end because you could be prosecuted. Not that there'd be anywhere online for you to post it, but still. Here's Stephen Parkinson, same top UK prosecutor, again, talking about how their cops will scour social media for people like you who object to open borders and endless illegal immigration.
The offense of incitement to racial hatred involves publishing or distributing material which is insulting or abusive, which is intended to or likely to start racial hatred. So if you retweet that, then you're republishing that, and then potentially you're committing that offense. And we do have dedicated police officers who are scouring social media.
So now with this link, we know who the real wannabe dictator is. It's Her Highness. You keep doing stuff like this, you will need the U.S. military to operate on U.S. soil. Now listen to this, knowing they always accuse you of exactly what they're doing.
It is clear from John Kelly's words that Donald Trump is someone who, I quote, certainly falls into the general definition of fascist, who in fact vowed to be a dictator on day one and vowed to use the military as his personal militia to carry out his personal and political vendettas. Donald Trump is increasingly unhinged and unstable. And in a second term, people like John Kelly would not be there to be the guardrails against his propensities and his actions. Those who once tried to stop him from pursuing his worst impulses would no longer be there, and no longer be there to rein him in. He wants unchecked power. The question in 13 days will be, what do the American people want?
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.